Hello and welcome to the Sport for Business podcast. I'm your host, Rob Hartnett, and in today's 72nd episode of the show, we are returning to a special occasion that takes place every year and gets us out of bed even earlier than usual. Darkness into Light is a coming together of people from all walks of life and for thousands of very personal reasons to walk into the dawn and raise money for Pieta House. Electric Ireland are the long-term sponsors of the event, and we sat down this week with Executive Director Pat Fenlon. We talk about why they have been involved for so long, what the motivation is for keeping it going, and what we need to know to get ready for the morning of May 11th. You can find out more about what we do day in, day out at sportforbusiness.com, twice daily bulletins and twice weekly podcasts, as well as great events to bring the Sport for Business community together in person, including a major event on children and sport coming up on May 17th. For now, though, let's get down to the chat with Pat. We're here now in Electric Ireland headquarters, just about to set off on the 12th year of Electric Ireland's partnership with Darkness into Light. And many of our listeners will have done it. Many of our listeners will be planning on doing it for this year, but none of us have been sponsoring it for the last 11 years. What is it about the event that makes it so special, Pat?
Yeah, hi Rob. Look, Electric Ireland were really proud to be associated with Pieta House and the Darkness into Light sponsorship. As you said, 11 years, heading into our 12th year now, on the 11th of May this year. But it really resonates with us because it connects, you know, with communities all over Ireland. So, like, we provide electricity and gas to customers and energy services all over Ireland. We're part of ESB, which is rooted in the communities across Ireland. So this makes a real connection with people who've unfortunately been impacted by or have been touched by people who have suffered from suicide or suicide ideation. So that community connection and to help support communities across Ireland really resonates with us. And this has been a really successful partnership for us and proud to continue again in 2024.
The way that sponsorship has moved over the past decade or so has led to a much greater awareness and focus on purpose, but this was ahead of the game, and at the time it probably wouldn't have ticked too many boxes in terms of sponsorship metrics. Is there a story within the organization about why it sort of rose above other potential partnerships back in the day?
Yeah, well, I suppose, like as I said, we've always had a very strong sense of community and connection with community right through our history, all the way back to 1927 and ESB. And while Electric Ireland is a more recent brand, I suppose that ethos, you know, still applies within Electric Ireland. And at the time, you know, when we started this 11, 12 years ago, we did still have, you know, had a very strong commitment to corporate social responsibility initiatives. Suicide prevention was one of the initiatives we supported as a group. So it aligned with that at the time. And now, as I said, it resonates even more in terms of our overall purpose, and as I said, still maintaining that strong community connection to help support people across Ireland.
Mm. And it works across the other partnerships that you have as well. There's a strong sporting connection, which we'll talk about a little bit later. It's very upfront. So, you know, the promotion of the event and Pieta House involvement in it is attached very closely to the Electric Ireland brand. I hate to ask this, but because it has become so big and so vast now, and it's international, and there'll be, you know, tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people potentially walking on the 11th of May. But is there a danger that Electric Ireland's involvement in it now has become so big that you're kind of locked into it, that it will be very hard to walk away?
Well, look, I think any sponsorship, we're a commercial organization, but we have deep values in ESB and a sort of deep commitment to the community. But any sponsorship, look, you do have to evaluate, is it working for both parties? And this sponsorship continues to work for us, the Electric Ireland brand supporting Pieta, who are doing great work in the suicide prevention area and supporting people who are impacted by suicide. You know, it still very much works for us, so we're happy to continue with that partnership. Like any sponsorship arrangement, like, we do review the arrangements, you know, every, you know, 2 to 3 years, and we, you know, we've worked very well with Pieta as those reviews have come up over the years, and, you know, at this point, no issue, and happy to continue that partnership.
It's great to hear. Multi-award winning as well. So
yes.
The outside world looks at it as being a very, very impressive, you know, partnership as well. In terms of that size and scale of what Electric Ireland puts into it, how big is the team of people that would be involved in this in the last couple of weeks? I know it's not a year-round event and that everything sort of gets built up then towards the day itself. But 3-4 days out from it, how many people here will be walking around, running around, possibly with their heads on fire, trying to figure out all of those last minute bits?
Yeah, well, look, it doesn't, just as you say, like, this doesn't just start on the 11th of May or even the 10th of May. This happens for a number of months in advance for both ourselves and Piet. If you look at our own website or look at Piet Ireland website, you'll see like the communications and the ramp up. And I'd say a lot of your listeners, particularly anybody who've partaken in the event before, will have been getting communications and reminders and that little push from Pieta. So like, this starts a number of months in advance, and there's a number of people in our own marketing department in Electric Ireland have been working on this in conjunction with Pieta. So I don't know what the exact number, because it varies, you know, but there's a good number of people internally and with Pieta and our external, you know, advisors working on this to try and get the biggest bang and promotion we can. So we're aiming to get as many people out as we can across over 200 locations across 4 continents this year. Last year, we had over 100,000 people took part. We raised 4.8 million, just shy of our 5 million target. So we'd really hope to beat that and exceed that target and that fundraising target this year. So I'd encourage all your listeners to get out, because it really is a great event, really positive experience, and I'd strongly recommend it.
It is, absolutely. One of the things that has always been notable about Electric Ireland, and not exclusively, in common with a lot of big organisations, is the amount of commitment that you allow individuals to put into, you know, charitable and voluntary work and things like that. When it comes to this, is it very much organic that it grows from within the different teams, the multiple locations that you have around the country? There isn't an edict that goes out from your office which says you need to get involved in this. How does it grow? How does it come to life?
No. Look, there's no edicts. Edicts don't work in this environment, and very few in my experience. But we do promote it strongly internally. This event does resonate very much with people internally in Electric Ireland and indeed in the wider ESB community. So we have a lot of participants and have had over the last number of years in the event, spread right across Ireland. And look, we encourage everybody to take part and also to put their photos up and their messages up promoting the event in advance and on the day. And we've seen that over the years. So it's a really positive, as I said, it's a really positive event to partake in. And look, we've got good traction internally and good support, and hopefully we'll see more of that this year.
And then there's the volunteering element that goes in afterwards as well. I'm sure there's individuals that have gone with that, because, as you say, a target of 5 million in terms of cash revenue, but that involves lives that are saved, and it's hard to put a price on that.
You can't put a price on it, because, you know, unfortunately, suicide has grown in Ireland, and it's impacted, you know, big numbers of people directly and indirectly across the country. You know, the work that Pieta has done is, you know, on the one hand, to, you know, help people. If people are struggling with, you know, their mental health, or maybe suicide is coming across their mind, reach out, Pieta. The lines are there. The support is there for those people. But also families who have been impacted by it, there's great support for those families. And I think one of the things that strikes me about this event is the peace that you can feel if you attend these events, and I've been at a number of them now. You can just feel the calm and the peace and the positive feeling that people get from the event. It's a great support. So you can't put a price on that. But and as I said, we're Electric Ireland really proud to support this event.
They're very simple, aren't they? Those elements of calm, the lights, the little candle lights that you'll see, and the, you know, the setups that people go to a great length, and you'll get somebody will turn up with a guitar and will play a bit of music. It is a very special morning.
Oh, it is. I was in Sandymount last year, and we were fortunate that we had a beautiful sunset, a sunrise. So it really was darkness into light. And you see groups of young people, you know, maybe there to remember a friend. And as you said, a lot of them lighting candles. You might just see a couple maybe together who are walking, you know, maybe in their own thoughts, but walking along the beach, and But it's a really nice event, and it brings a lot of solace to people, and it's a nice way to remember people, but also to help people, you know, dealing with whatever difficulty or trauma they have from whatever they may have gone through. So yeah, it's a fantastic event.
Yeah, we had a different groups merging and coming together at the 40 foot in Dunleary last year, and everybody then decided to get in for a swim. Well, I say everybody, I might not have actually taken the day for myself, but I definitely did the walk anyway. And it's great because there's no prescriptive way about it. I mean, there are the set piece events that take place, you know, beaches. Your colleague Adele McCarthy always used to tell me that Bray was always a great one because you saw the sun coming up over it, and, you know, and so many different ways. One of the things that actually seems to be a really good uniter, certainly in the ones that I've been at, and we'd both be familiar with this, we know each other from across camogie pitches down the years, but sport and sports clubs really take this on as well as being something that is important for them in terms of their own sense of identity, their own sense of bonding. Is that something which, again, was something that grew out of just a general organic feeling? It wasn't something that was organized by PHL.
Yeah, no, we didn't specifically set out to, to organise this through sporting clubs, but it did grow organically. And certainly, we'd encourage, you know, sporting clubs around the country to consider doing it, because a lot of them have venues or look, it's a good place for people to congregate. Mm-hmm. And maybe start from, and like we probably all know, there's some clubs that are in fantastic settings around the country for looking at the sunrise. But they're a good place for people to congregate and start their own walk. I know my own club back in home club originally in Scotty, they started a walk from there, or they certainly did it in previous years. So I think one of the things that resonates with sporting clubs, like, okay, a mix of all ages, but a lot of young people coming together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if suicide has visited any of those, you know, sporting communities, you know, it's a very, very strong emotional issue for those teams. And a lot of those are young people. So it's a really good way for people to, you know, remember somebody or help deal with, you know, as I said, the trauma that the groups may be going through. So, yeah, it's worked out really well for a lot of sporting clubs across the country.
Yeah, and you're right. The tragedy is that a lot of those sports clubs, colleges will have actually experienced it. I know DCU had a young Sligo player that took his own life last year. And a lot of the teachers and the people around in DCU and St. Pat's that would have known him as well, that again, this became a very special event and a very special moment. And, you know, we can't ignore it. It's happening. It's out there. It's part of society. But this is definitely a way that people can actually come together for a very short but very vibrant, you know, sort of morning. So it's on Saturday, the 11th of May, 4:15, I think, is the time that you're being encouraged to set the alarms for. And it is, it's on so many people's calendars now and things like that. So it's on the 11th of May. What are the details? How do people in advance go about signing up for it? Or can they turn up on the day?
Yeah, so Rob, look, I really encourage everyone, go onto the PHL Ireland website. There's a very simple registration process there, €26. And you can add to that, of course, if you wish, or people may have other fundraising issues, but go onto the PHL Ireland website and sign up and register for the 11th of May. That €26, by the way, will enable PHL to take two calls, and those calls could make a big difference to people who are suffering from suicide ideation or families who might be in distress. So please register in advance if you can.
Okay, so register in advance. But if you're one of those people that a friend has encouraged you and has invited you the night before to come out and join, you can still give after the event anyway, and you can still make a contribution to PHL.
Yes, so register in advance. If you turn up on a day and haven't managed to do it, well, register as soon as you can and go onto the website. That's where you can make the donation. That's the easiest place to do it.
So you walked last year in Sandymount. Where else have you personally walked in the past?
Deer Park, during COVID, you know, there was probably a restriction on some of the bigger gatherings, but I think it was up in Deer Park, that's in South Dublin. But I remember it was a really wet morning that year that I was up in Deer Park, and it was funny was there anybody else here, but there was, because it was so wet when it came to the and the sun was just about visible, there was a bit of a glow above the trees coming through the dense cloud. but people started popping out from under the trees and from behind bushes, and it was really nice because you kind of thought, and maybe it tells what this event is about, that you're not on your own. Other people have been through the same journey, and it was kind of a really nice feeling again that people came out and just gathered together in the rain, but little groups of people and clusters of people popped out from all the kinds of places where they were taking refuge in the park. And for me, it kind of struck a chord that, look, this is what the event is about. It's about, you know, you're not on your own. Come out and reach out for the support. And other people have been through a very similar journey. So as any event I've been at has been very, very special.
Yeah, very personal, very local, but also now very international. You mentioned four continents there as well. What are some of the sort of the high points that you're aware of that will be taking to the streets this year?
Yeah, well, like I think it's really has taken off. Like, while Pieta is an Irish organisation, as we know, the Irish diaspora is far and wide, and a lot of those are younger people. Not all of them, but a lot of young people, as we know, are abroad. And, you know, probably unfortunately have been touched by maybe friends or families, or, you know, who've suffered through suicide, so want to come out and support this event. So, like, from Amsterdam to Australia, you'll see some of the clips. There's a nice little video, it's only a minute and a half, on the Pieta Ireland website, and you can see a range of different locations from last year. So again, anybody that's listening in internationally, have a look. You might find that there is an event online or going to happen near you on the 11th of May. Or maybe you might want to start one yourself. And look, they don't have to be big. It might be just a small number, but these things have a tendency to grow over time.
They do. And that's exactly what they have done over the past 11 years that Electric Ireland have been involved in, and for that little bit of time in advance that Pieta House have been organising it as well. So set the alarms 4:15 on Saturday, the 11th of May, and you will feel better for having done it. Thanks a million for taking the time, Pat Fenlon, Executive Director of Electric Ireland. Very best of luck with it again this year.
Thanks, Rob, and good luck jumping in at the 40 foot this year.
Maybe. Thanks to Pat for taking the time out of a very busy run-up to this year's Darkness into Light, giving us insight into the why behind Electric Ireland's long, long-term involvement in this great initiative. It's great to see behind what goes into the details of a very special occasion. You can find out more at darknessintolight.com, and you can find out more about what we do at sportforbusiness.com. We produce twice daily bulletins and twice weekly podcasts, as well as great events to bring the Sport for Business community together in person. Thank you for taking the time to listen in.